Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intentional Living with Deborah Diane. We're here to show you how easy it can be to create your life intentionally by releasing limiting beliefs and repatterning your experience to allow the most graceful, loving, fulfilling, and most abundant life possible. We're here every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio, helping you to consciously create your best life.
Time to start living it. Time to start breathing it. Time for
welcome to Intentional Living. This is Deborah Diane, joining you live from Mount Shasta, California. We also have my co-host Gwen connecting in from Sedona, Arizona.
Hello, everyone. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy you're here too, Gwen. Gwen is an intuitive life coach who has been studying alternative healing for like 35 years, which is really impressive to me. And she brings a wealth of knowledge and experience with her. So thank you so much for being here with me, Gwen.
Thank you, Deborah.
As always. Mm-hmm. So we did a show last week on simple techniques to connecting to your intuition and got such a positive response from the show that we decided to talk some more about it today. If you missed it and you'd like to hear it, of course, you can listen to the archives on my website, consciousrepatterning.com. And we will, of course, be taking live calls a little bit later and actually doing some conscious repatterning right here on the show today. So if you would like to make some positive changes in your life and be part of our show, get ready to call. We'll be opening up the phone lines soon. But I'd first like to also introduce our producer, Mark. He likes to interject questions and comments here and there, so you'll definitely be hearing from him today as well. How are you, Mark?
I'm great. I do like to interject questions. And actually, I'd like to start off with one right now, if I can. Is that all right?
Sure.
Good. I have people ask me, like, what conscious repatterning is, and I'm having the hardest time describing it. Can you help me, like, how to explain it or just kind of give me a little coaching around how to talk about conscious repatterning?
Well, gosh, that's a difficult one for me, too. I've been doing it for years, and it's basically just the term that I came up with to describe the modality of clearing that I've been developing over the last several years. And it basically just brings you into alignment with your conscious intentions by releasing subconscious blocks and limitations. And it's just basically describing that process.
Well, Deborah, I think that the key to what you do is actually identify what the blocks are, which is not something that's easy to do for ourselves. And, you know, I've witnessed you in groups literally go around person to person and pinpoint immediately for each person what the block is that they're carrying pertaining to a certain issue, for example. And, you know, for one person, it might be a pattern that they have. For another person, it might be a relationship. And for others, it might be a significant event that's happened in their lives.
Aren't a lot of these blocks that we're talking about like subconscious? So they're not, I know for me for sure, they're not easy to identify them, right?
Right. That's the trick. And of course, we have our subconscious for a reason. We bury things for a reason. But that's what I've been working on for several years is developing the ability to identify them. And it's something that has grown and expanded and gotten much easier for me as my clarity and intuition expanded. So I can't say that I've always been able to do this or had such a clear connection. It's come through practice and just continuing to do this work.
Well, I know for me, Deborah, that since I started doing this work with you, you know, about a year ago, that my intuition has definitely expanded as you and I have worked together to release beliefs that I had in my subconscious about intuition and, you know, clearing whatever blocks I've had. And wow, it's just so exciting to see the difference now.
Mm-hmm. So, Deborah, yeah. can I ask a question on intuition?
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna let me go. Yes, I love it. As you know, I consider myself like an intuitive trainee. So I'm wondering, like, when you work with someone around intuition, like, what do you do? How do you work with them?
Well, it's a little bit different for everyone. I start with identifying their specific blocks. one of the biggest ones that I see a lot of time is fear. Sometimes it's a fear of over-responsibility, you know, not knowing what to do with the information. That's really common. And we can definitely clear fear really easily with this modality. So we do that. And then I check in to see what other limiting beliefs there may be. Opening up the belief that it's possible to receive divine information is definitely important. Worthiness of receiving information. And then getting into alignment with whatever your highest good is, because I think we've got to be in alignment to be able to open up to receiving that information that's going to continue to assist us through our process. And definitely everyone has the capacity to do this. Many of us also, myself included, have had early life experiences that have blocked us in some way. So addressing those, clearing the effect or the influence of those is also important. Because we come into this world so intuitive, but a lot of times that gets shut down when we're still really young. So once we get that out of the way, clear those experiences and clear their influence, then that allows for intuition to open up as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, last week, Deborah, you shared your own story about opening up your intuition with us. And I'm just wondering, for those that weren't here last week, if you would just do a quick recap.
Sure. Well, the key points were when working with intuition, first of all, you have to ask the question, because it's not always easy to receive the answer if you're not asking the question. Then there's the listening to the answer, and that's where the intuitive process comes in. And then, of course, acting on the guidance that you receive is very important. It kind of supports the whole process and continues you on that path where you're open to receiving information. And, of course, receiving the information can be done in different ways. It's different for everybody. Some of the things that are important are paying attention to the feelings in your body or the emotions that are coming up for you. Both of these take a certain degree of mind-body connection that may need to be developed before you can perceive your guidance in this way. But until then, paying attention to the synchronicities. This is what I did. Meeting someone who just happens to say exactly what you're needing to hear in the moment. Songs, books. Sometimes it's overhearing other people's conversations. And I just love walking into a bookstore and picking up the first book that I feel really drawn to and opening it up to a random page and seeing exactly what I needed to read. And in the story that I shared last week, I explained how I began opening up to guidance by asking for the information to come to me in threes. And this was when I was in a very desperate place in my life. I was needing a lot of help. And I didn't know how to receive information. And there was something in me that told me it was possible. So what I did is I just asked that whatever information I needed come to me in threes in whatever way I could receive it. I asked that it come quickly so that I would hear the same thing repeatedly over a short period of time just to make sure I caught it, because we don't always want to follow every piece of information we get every single day. But if it came to me three times, sometimes three times in a single day or three times in a week, I would listen. I'd be like, okay, that's what I asked for. And it was amazing to me how people I didn't even know would randomly walk up to me and tell me something that was so important for me to hear, or even just offering some sort of encouragement. Sometimes I would even see the same message in a book like later that day, or hear it on the radio or through some type of venue. And so that I didn't get confused, I was also very specific in asking that if information was not serving me, it was not benefiting me, that I did not hear it multiple times. And when I received the guidance repeatedly, I acted on it, which I consider the most important part. And slowly over time, my intuition expanded and I started receiving information internally. So I would do this by feeling the things in my body, just feeling what was coming up. I would get visual images and I would receive information directly as if someone was speaking to me, but you know, nobody was. And a lot of the guidance that I received was having to do with lifestyle, what I expose myself to, people, media, what I put into my body. And I think that following this guidance is what helped me to get clearer, because the information that we take in definitely has the ability to cloud our clarity. So as I acted on this guidance and made changes in my life, my intuition grew stronger and stronger.
Mm. Well, and Deborah, you mentioned earlier that that we can feel our feelings in our bodies, and I always it's like I know I don't feel as clearly or as powerfully as what I hear you and Gwen describing that your experiences are. So I guess I'm hesitant or uncertain about how do I know which feelings to pay attention to and what the feelings mean. Can you talk about that just a little?
Well, I think it's important to pay attention to what's going on in our gut, our stomach. A happy feeling would definitely mean yes. If you feel your stomach tightening up, that would be a no. You can feel the same thing in your heart. I've heard people describe when they're getting guidance to do something that they feel really happy and excited in their chest area. And the same thing, a tightening of their chest when they're getting a clear no. I feel it in my throat. My throat kind of locks up a little bit when I'm getting a strong no. It's always when it's something really important. I kind of feel like myself swallow really thick. And all of this, of course, takes a certain degree of mind-body connection and awareness that sometimes needs to be developed and refined. So that's why I started out, before I had developed this connection, started out by asking the information to come to me in whatever way it could come. And that opened up just all those other possibilities, which was
absolutely
really exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're coming up on the first break here, so let me interrupt you. And then when we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines and take some live calls, which, as always, is my favorite part of the show. We're also going to be giving away some free passes to the live group clearing calls to everyone that participates in the show today. So if you'd like to do some conscious repatterning with us, here's the 800 number to call. It is 800-930-2819. You can also find that number at transformationtalkradio.com. The number again is 800-930-2819. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's time to start living. It's time for forgiving. It's time. It's time to start healing. It's time to start breathing. It's time.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Do you play enough in your life? What if play and the absolutely ridiculous were the place that creativity and your brilliance hide out? Did you know that laughter and play are the elements of change? Let's unleash the playful creative you. Join Brenda St. Louis on November 20th at 6 p.m. Pacific for a free telecall, a play date with the ridiculous. This is the beginning of a 6 play dates with the ridiculous series. Sign up now at knowthatyouknow.com/playdate. Get your silly on and register now.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
4. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Welcome back to Intentional Living. This is Deborah Diane. We've been talking about connecting to intuition, and we do have somebody that's called in. We're going to do a little bit of conscious repatterning with Justine here in just a second. And then a little bit later in the show, we're going to bring back a caller that we spoke to about a month ago and play a clip from that show. That's Haylin going to tell us about her experiences since her first experience clearing with this modality. I'd love to go to the phone lines now and check in with Justine calling in from San Francisco. Justine, how are you?
I'm very good. Thank you, Deborah. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thanks for calling
in. I listened to your show a couple of times, and I thought I might just call you and see if you could help me clear any confusion that might be in the way of me following my highest life's purpose.
Oh, yeah. I'm sensing a lot of confusion, actually. Yeah, obviously, you're agreeing with that. There seems to be some connections, and I don't think we need to talk a lot about the details of them, and that's one of the things that I really love about this. We can move really quickly with this modality because we don't need to talk about details, but I'm sensing some chaotic connections that you have. It seems like they're with other people that can be kind of cleared and straightened out. Mm. Let me see. There's a little bit more coming in. Let me check in. That would be what?
Perfect.
Okay. I'm also getting there's something around your father that is interfering with your clarity. Does that make any sense to you?
Well, my father passed many years ago, but that doesn't mean to say there's not stuff going on.
Okay. Let's see. Well, let's clear whatever within that connection with him is clouding your clarity and just clear the relationship with him. And I think that that's going to cover it. So let's start out with that first. I want to start out with an opening prayer. I like to say this prayer whenever I do any session work. And this, of course, applies to everybody or anybody calling in on the show today. We're going to ask that only those changes that are serving everyone involved and the greater good in the highest and best way are made today, and that all changes are made with, through, of, and under pure divine love and light, and that everyone who gets clearing today receives maximum benefit from everything we do in the safest, easiest, most comfortable, and most loving way possible. Thank you. Okay, so let's go ahead and do all that stuff we talked about clearing, Justine, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
I love your accent, by the way. Very sweet.
Thank you. I like yours.
So I'm going to wait for just a second. I feel a lot of energy clearing, and you may or may not feel it. Are you sensing any kind of sensation right now as we're clearing this?
Maybe a little tingly.
Tingly is what I usually hear. Of course, it's not always necessary for you to feel it, because I can feel it, and I know that stuff is moving, but I just like to check in. It's fun. It's fun for me. And sometimes it's bringing your awareness to it before you can even notice. And then again, I'm also just kind of waiting for the clearing to go on and figure we could chat in the meantime, because I still feel a lot moving. There's something else coming in. I think we could also clear between you and your mother. Let's do that one as well. Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And while that's clearing, I'll just explain a little bit about what this is. When I say clear between you and your mother, we're doing a relationship clearing, and there is a lot involved in a relationship clearing. It's just clearing up any kind of junk between you that doesn't need to be there, anything that needs to be forgiven, resentments, grudges, any kind of like emotional codependency that's not serving you, cutting cords or attachments that aren't serving you anymore, and bringing you to a true soul connection, showing you how to relate with each other in the highest and best way, how to communicate with each other openly and effectively. And all of this gets done. And there's a lot more than that. Those are just some of the key things. All of this gets done without us having to specifically address each point. And I still feel a lot of clearing, but I feel like there's something else coming in for you also. There's a boyfriend something. Let me check in. Do you have someone in your life now?
I do. I mean, okay. I've lived with the same lovely man for 10 years or so.
Well, there is something there clouding your clarity. It's not wanting to know the outcome of that relationship. Okay, so this is what I was talking about a little bit earlier in the show, is the fear of the information that's going to come through or what to do with that information. But we can ask, just activate the belief for you and ask that only the information that is serving you in the highest and best way come to you. Clear any fear of receiving information that you may not be wanting, needing, or be comfortable with. Let's do that. Okay. And then let's just throw in a relationship clearing with you and your, well, I don't know what to call them, boyfriend, partner, romantic okay. connection. What?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Good. That was it. Let me just ask and check to see if there's any blocks to Justine's clarity. I get no on that. So I would love it if you sent me an email. Let me know how it's going for you. I may ask you to come back on one of our subsequent shows to tell us about shifts with you. But it feels really clear right now. I feel like it's really going to be opening up for you. And then, of course, I do want to invite you also to enjoy, join us in one of our live group clearing calls. You're welcome to join us for free. And if they didn't get your email address when you called in, go ahead and give that to them now. And if you don't get an email by tomorrow from me, go ahead and send me one from my website. You can connect in consciousrepatterning.com okay. and we'll get you on one of the calls. Thank you so much for calling in, Justine. How are you feeling?
I feel really good, actually. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and I'm intrigued to see how things unfold. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Love to hear back. Yeah, so hello? Thank you. Yeah, we're complete. Thanks for calling in. Unless you had any other questions.
No, that's perfect. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Right. Well, we've got a couple other calls on hold. I'm not sure that we've got time to go into those. I like to allow a good chunk of time so we can go into whatever needs to be addressed for each caller. So if you'll hold till maybe our next break, we'll start talking to you. Actually, I would love to connect in with Hey Lynn on the next segment. Let's play that clip. So we've got that to look forward to, playing the clip from the last call that she joined us in the show about a month ago, and hear what she has to experience, and then we'll get to some of the other calls. So let's see, what were we talking about?
What were we talking about? Yes.
Feelings in the body, I believe.
Oh.
Feelings, mm-hmm. And that's work with Glenn. Do you want to share a little bit about that?
Sure, yeah. I guess what I'd like to say is that, you know, sometimes we can tune into the feelings in the body, like you were describing, stomach and tightening of, you know, the stomach, the heart, or the throat. But also, there's the emotional body and paying attention to that. And the reason that I'm bringing this up, of course, Deborah, as you know, is that the work that I do with my clients is a lot around emotions, because most people have repressed their emotions so successfully and are so numb to them that they don't even realize they're having them.
Yes.
So learning, can you relate to that, Mark? Is that
yes,
what you're saying?
Yes, I can. You're talking to me? Or, yes.
No. everybody, but yes, really everybody that I work with. So really encouraging everybody to start to notice, acknowledge emotions. They come up within us every single day. So noticing them, and I just want to let you know that noticing and acknowledging them doesn't mean you have to wallow in them. When we notice and acknowledge them, they can clear very easily and quickly. So, there's that for you.
Yeah, it's about setting your intention to process through emotions in the easiest, most graceful, most loving way possible. And when we do this, set our intentions and are clear with what we want, it works. It really does. There is the little catch in you got to believe it works. and sometimes that comes with experience, but just ask for a powerful experience so that you can learn to trust it. You can learn to believe in it. And I believe that your experience will be very similar to mine, which was extremely powerful. So thank you for sharing all that, Gwen.
Oh, thank you.
How are you? So, Mark, are you feeling like you're ready to start discerning some of the feelings in your body and the emotions and start checking in with your guidance?
Absolutely. I love this. This stuff is so fascinating to me, and it just feels like such the growth horizon for me. I've lived my whole life in the logical mind, and then we start talking about these other things, and it is, I've joked about it, and it's the way it feels. I feel like a third grader who's wandered into a graduate school class. It's like, it's so interesting, but also sort of overwhelming when I think about the multiple little steps that I'm going to be needing to take. And I'm a 50-year-old guy, and I'm feel like I'm in kindergarten, but it's exciting. And so I'm looking forward to continuing this journey with both of you.
You are doing great. All it takes is the openness and the willingness to learn something new. And Mark, you are doing fantastic. It's time for another break. So let's take another break. When we come back, we'll be talking to Haylin. Stick around. We'll be right back.
It's time to start living. It's time for forgiving. It's time. It's time to start healing. It's time to start breathing. It's time. It's time for forgiving. It's time. It's time to start healing. It's time to start, yeah.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Are you ready to shift your life 180 degrees and bring more joy, more love, more money, and more happiness to your life? This can be your reality when you love yourself enough to experience our Essence of Gratitude Diamond Combo. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day and not only on specific occasions? Give yourself or a loved one this priceless gift. Our diamond combo that includes all our creations and transforms your life in health, wealth, creativity, and enriched relationships. Awake the spark of joy and happiness during this holiday season and be part of a viral sharing as we spread the essence of gratitude around the world. Visit our shop for our special holiday offer at explorationgratitude.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Join Deborah Diane's weekly live group clearing calls to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing as Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, making every call unique to that particular group. To register for a live group clearing call, go to consciousrepatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Intentional Living. This is Deborah Diane. We've been talking about connecting to our intuition, and we're getting ready to talk to Hey Lynn, who called into the Dr. Pat Show a month ago and experienced conscious repatterning for the very first time. And I'm yet to have any feedback from Hey Lynn. I'm inviting her onto the show without even knowing anything about her experience, which is very exciting.
The way you roll.
So, yeah, let's find out how it's going for Hey Lynn. Hey Lynn, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
Great,
can you hear
great.
Me? Good.
We can. We have a clip to play of your last appearance. Is that okay?
Sure.
So just kind of like remind us what we talked about, remind you what we talked about, and then for everybody that wasn't listening to that show. So let's check out the clip.
I'm calling in because I have a pattern that I've been struggling with probably for most of my adult life, and I'll just get right to the point. What seems to happen for me in sexual romantic relationships is that I feel very secure, and it's a very pleasant experience falling in love. However, when the relationship becomes more close together, either cohabitating or just more intimate, and I feel more exposed, I really feel like I lose myself. And I guess that maybe sounds kind of common, but to be more specific, it's in each moment, not only overall do I feel like I've lost myself, but in each moment I almost feel like I'm acting, and I don't really understand what it's about, and I would really like to change it.
Okay. Well, the first thing that I get was this pattern was established. It's very similar to something that's going on with your mother. And you're probably not aware of your mother's sexual patterns, but you might notice a similarity in the relationship patterns.
That's completely true. Not only do I feel like I'm losing myself, I actually, in these moments, I feel like my mother and my grandmother. It's strange.
Mm-hmm. So what we can do is clear between you and your mother, which is a basic relationship clearing. It accomplishes a lot of things. It's going to enhance your relationship in a lot of ways, but it's also going to cut any cords between you and your mother that aren't serving you, and it's going to clear any of the patterns that you have picked up from her that aren't serving you. You're going to keep everything from that relationship that's benefiting you and be able to just drop all those patterns and even beliefs around relationships that you picked up from her that aren't serving you. The other thing that we can do is just activate some beliefs in you, changing the pattern of losing yourself in relationship. There's a lot of fear around you getting too intimately involved with someone. Let's clear that fear and then show you that it's completely safe to share your heart completely in relationship. Show you also how to love yourself in relationship and how to engage in relationships in the highest and best way without giving too much of yourself or without sacrificing any parts of you that aren't serving you. I'm getting that's all we need to do. Does that sound good to you?
That sounds perfect.
The integration process is different for everyone. A lot of what we just did, you're going to integrate immediately, and you might already tell that your perceptions and your beliefs around relationships are starting to shift. If you check in, you may recognize that. The rest of what we did may take a little bit of time to integrate, but that's it. I get that pattern's completely cleared for you.
Wow. Thank you so much.
How do you feel?
It's fascinating what you said about, I mean, I knew that it was a pattern inherited somewhat from my mom and from family pattern, like modeling, but I didn't realize, and I think that I've just now realized how much of it might have to do with some kind of more than just seeing a model and also maybe having, like, holding on to something as a way of maybe protecting her or something strange. I can't really put it into words, but I can, like, feel it in a different way now that makes a lot of sense, and it actually feels really intense in my whole body.
There you go. I enjoyed listening to that again.
Me too.
How's all this going, Halen? We talked about a lot of stuff there. Fear.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's address the fear first. I'm just going to let you talk. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. No, you can go first. It was a marked difference right away in terms of me not anymore feeling like I was acting. That, I think, was the most pronounced change that I experienced, and I experienced it right away, and it was unmistakable. And I'm really, really grateful for it because, I mean, it's just a huge shift, and it's lasting. And, it's funny because I haven't thought about, like, even that we use the word fear anywhere or anything like that, but reflecting back, I mean, definitely there's way less fear in the relationship now. And I think there was so much shame around feeling like I was acting, and maybe, you know, fear related to that shame. And, yeah, I completely feel a huge difference.
Oh, that's great. I love it. That's the best part about doing this work is receiving feedback. And like I said, I didn't know what you were going to say. I was like, I hope she's got something good for us. But let me just check in. I just want to check in and see if there's something else we can address for you. I do get that there is something else. Is there something coming in about your mother? Do you want to do a little bit of clearing right now?
Sure.
Okay. So I guess I'm guessing we didn't have time to go into this on the last show, but there's still a pattern that you picked up from your mother that hasn't cleared yet. And it's not a relationship pattern. It's something different. But when we do that clearing, it should release all of those patterns.
Okay.
Do you have any idea what it is?
The first thing that comes to mind is something. We had a conversation today about what transpired in Connecticut, and she has a very doom and gloom, downward spiral perspective of reality and of this world, and she likes to use all negative things that happen and kind of use it in her arsenal of, see, I told you this world is going to hell in a handbasket, and that's hard for me to deal with. I'm wondering if it might be related to that.
It's definitely related to that. You're picking up some of those perspectives, and I see it kind of like weighing heavy on you, kind of like a cloud. Let's clear that.
Thank you so much.
Actually, Mark, you've got the same thing going on. Gwen, you've got the same thing going on, and I have the same thing going on. Checking around. Let's clear that for all of us.
Absolutely.
What I was getting was addiction to drama.
Yeah, that's clear. Addiction to drama. Good. Okay. And that feels complete to me. Thanks, Gwen, for adding that. Let's clear it all. Thank you.
Thank you.
The cloud is lifting. I can see it.
Thanks for that, Halen.
Thank you so much. I love it.
I can't even believe that that last month, there's such a huge difference in the month I've experienced since I talked to you as compared to the month leading up to that phone conversation. it really blows my mind and kind of gives me the chills. It really helps me. I'm so grateful.
I love it.
Oh, I was
amazing. Thank you. It takes so much courage to call in to a live radio show like this and share your stuff. And I just want to give you a big high five and say thank you so much for calling in and being willing to do this with us.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm so grateful
to
you guys.
All right, thanks, Aileen. All right. Well, we're coming up on a break.
Let me just finish up. I know we're coming up on a break, but it feels like that cloud lifted, Aileen, and you probably can notice it. I'm getting that it's all clear, and once again, I just want to say thank you so much for calling.
Sure,
go ahead, Mark.
Bye, Aileen. Thank you.
Bye, Aileen. Thank you. Okay, before we take a break, I want to make sure everybody knows how to get in on one of the live clearing calls that we do every Tuesday and Thursday. We do them at 5:00 Pacific time, and we are going to be taking off Christmas Day and New Year's Day because they both land on a Tuesday this year. But other than that, back starting a new year, we're full blast Tuesday and Thursday, and we're still doing a Thursday show. So if you'd like to join us, all you have to do is go to the website. It's consciousrepatterning.com and click on the register tab. When we come back, Deborah's going to handle the announcement of this. We're going to make a very special holiday offer to all the listeners today and tell you how you can receive some free holiday clearing. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's time to start living. It's time for forgiving. It's time. It's time to start healing.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators,
world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Intentional Living. This is Deborah Diane.
Wow.
We've been clearing subconscious limitations and talking about how to connect in with intuition. We are well into December now, and Christmas is coming up. So I'd like to offer our listeners a gift. So I just want to just check in with our connection really quick. Chris, is everything okay? I was hearing an echo there for a second. Are we all good? Can you hear me clearly?
You're fine.
Yeah. Okay, good. Thank you. Just checking, because this part's important. I want to make sure everybody gets it.
Absolutely.
Tomorrow night, December 18th, is our regular live group clearing call. And we do some amazing clearing and repatterning on this call. It's really easy. We always have a lot of fun with it. And one of the great things about this modality is that we don't have to get into the story or discuss personal details. So clearing in groups is really fast and really effective. And we are offering tomorrow's call for free, something I have never done before, so that each of you can experience what we've been talking about today and so that we can all get aligned with the best holiday experience possible. So tomorrow, we're starting at 5 o'clock Pacific. We'll spend 1 hour on the phone repatterning around the holidays. What we're going to be doing for everyone on the call is clearing your relationship with your parents, your siblings, your spouse, and each of your children. Oh, that's a lot of relationship clearing right there. So that you can all have the best holiday season ever this year. And we're also going to release limiting beliefs around the holidays. We're going to clear overwhelm, stress, you know, financial stress, gift giving competition, a lot of those things that come into the holidays that kind of make it feel not so great sometimes. And we're going to be clearing for a full hour, like I said. We move really quickly and it's going to be huge. So, I'd like for anybody who wants to join us. And we did do this right before Thanksgiving on one of the group calls. And I got amazing feedback, which is why I'm inspired to offer this out into the world. People saying that they had the best Thanksgiving in years. I heard that from multiple people. So if you want to join us next Tuesday for free, it's our gift to you this holiday season. You can go to my website, Conscious Repatterning, and you can either send me an email and I'll respond with a link to register, or you can click on the Facebook tab on my website. It's on the top of every page, and the link is already posted on my Conscious Repatterning page, so you can just pick it up there, register, and then we'll be talking to you tomorrow night.
Love it. Deborah, can I jump in with 2 cents on this?
I love your 2 cents.
Thank you. I'll try to keep it 2 cents and don't get up to a quarter, but it's what I was thinking is, you know, I was on that call, that Thanksgiving clearing call, and it wasn't even officially going to be one. You sort of intuitively just kind of gathered and it turned into a Thanksgiving clearing call, and that's what we call it now. And it sort of became the bedrock of what we're going to do this tomorrow night at 5 o'clock Pacific. But I loved it. And I just want to tell you quickly, my experience after that, I've had some trepidation around Thanksgiving, especially around the extended family. And we had the best Thanksgiving get together. There was only going to be like 5 or 6 people. It was dwindling. And then all of a sudden, in that last week before Thanksgiving, a few people kind of said, yeah, I'm going to come. We're going to come. And we ended up with like 18 or 19 of us. We had these beautiful, connected conversations. We still had this, it was light. There was laughter. There's silliness, because there always is with my family. But there was just like genuinely affectionate interactions. And it was just so cool, because we've been so hungry for this. You know, grandmother and grandfather used to pull us together, and that's where we did it. But now they have passed, and our family has been looking for our way, our new way, or maybe we're not going to get together. You know, all kinds of things have been flying around. So it just felt really galvanizing. And it, in my experience of it, just went from, I don't know if I want to be here, to, I am so glad I'm here. And it felt really,
nice.
Really good. Yeah. So I wanted to say that. Just throw it in. So if you're into
thank
if
you
anybody,
for sharing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would love to make sure that everyone knows that this is a super opportunity. It's free. Give it a chance. It's fun. It's exciting. And it's made a huge difference in my life. And this is the perfect time to do it. So if you're thinking about it, do it.
Nice. So we've also got another caller. I got a message, Frederico. This is the same Frederico that called into the show last week. And we did some clearing on sensitivity, sensory overload. I believe it was New York. I got a message. We were rushed right at the very end there with Frederico, so we didn't get a chance to get his feedback right after the clearing. But we did get a message from him right afterwards. And he said he felt an immediate shift, that he was feeling lighter and balanced with the city immediately, and that it was really powerful, and that he even had a migraine. And the minute that we cleared, it went away instantly. So let's get Frederico back on the line. And we've just got a few more minutes left, so we've got to keep it brief. But I'm ready to talk to Frederico. Frederico,
how are you? Good, good, Deborah. Thanks for having me, and I really appreciate what you just said. It really was an immediate clearing, and I felt great. I still feel great. You're right, it was sensory overload, and I just feel so much more balanced in being able to, you know, just balance that sensitivity to a city like New York City, where everyone's in your face, and there's sirens and the hustle and bustle nonstop. Mm-hmm. With the other aspect of just being in a meditative state, if you will, after clearing and so forth. So I just wanted to say thank you. I really have felt great. It was an immediate shift in energy. And I think I still probably have a little bit of work and maybe some couple little layers here and there to go through, because at times it does start building up again. But it was mm-hmm. truly amazing. And it's just the work that you do and everything is just life-changing.
Thank you so much for calling in. We do have to wrap things up a little bit, but thank you, Frederico. We've had a great time today on the show. But before we go, I do want to address what happened last week at the elementary school in Connecticut. And I just want to say, we're all in this together, and together we can make a difference by supporting each other with the love in our hearts. And I really wanted to get this message across today, and maybe do some clearing here at the very end if we've got time. But you know, our world is just saturated in violence, and it's been this way for so many generations. But it's time to make a change. And you know, if we stick together and we say no to the violence and the fear, things will shift. I know this, and you know, we're contributing to the collective experience every minute of every day with our thoughts and our intentions. And what I see in our society is so much fascination with violence. We're not only using violence as a means of retribution and retaliation, and this makes me emotional even when I'm saying it, but we're using it for entertainment in our movies and television, sports, even playtime with children. I was so saddened recently when I saw a four-year-old child that I know and love playing with a toy gun and making machine gun sounds with his mouth while pointing it at his friend. And I just wonder, what are we teaching our children when we inundate them with violence in our media, and then we give them toy guns to shoot at each other with? It's bringing up that feeling in my throat. And I know it's not easy when we try to teach our children one thing at home and then they go to school and they learn something else. But if we stick together, I know we can create a change. And I'd really love to get back to consciously creating our experience with love and gratitude and positive thoughts. And I've had my share of trauma in my life, but I can't say that I can even begin to imagine what those of you that have been affected by this incident are feeling right now. I just want to offer my compassion and condolences and my heartfelt prayers. And I just want to take a second to do a little bit of clearing right now, just asking that healing and energy surround everyone who was touched by this tragedy, and that the souls that were lost and the families that have been affected by this to be surrounded by pure divine love and light. And I also ask that you're able to find peace and strength and healing. And I just want to spend just a second on this, just focusing on some energy, just with everybody hopefully doing the same. Okay, good. Thank you so much for joining us today. Remember to find someone or something to be grateful for. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Deborah. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, everybody.
With Deborah Diane. Join us here every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. For more more information or to schedule a session, visit www.consciousrepatterning.com.
Time to start living it. Time to start breathing it. Time for sending love. Feeling love. Embracing love.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Some talk radio networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low, without regard for another's journey. They focus on the problem and not the solution. Other networks tune in to the highest vibration possible to help us live life full out.
I'm Chris Danis.
To help us stand in our yes.
I'm Sue London.
And cultivate a platform for positive change.
I'm Karen Hager.
These networks don't come often.
I'm CJ Liu.
But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve anything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned with bombarding us with bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned with sensationalizing an individual's setbacks or challenges.
Powerful, inspiring.
These networks focus on amazing, innovative broadcasting.
You can learn a lot.
They provide a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent educational information.
Everyone's a team player.
These networks are tailored for an empowered, active, and diverse radio listening audience.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
They help us rise up.
True empowerment.
Create a strong foundation so we can stand powerfully in our yes.
Epic social change.
They invite us to thrive, appreciate our lives, and create the amazement we call ourselves.
The urge to grow.
These innovative networks remind us that everything is possible.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
That nothing is limited. That our lives are much more than anything our minds would have us to believe.
Let us inspire you.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives and live in the moment of every breath we take. Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Won't you join Transformation Talk Radio? And let's change the world together. TransformationTalkRadio.com.